Sorry about that.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Everything okay, though?
Yeah, yeah. I just got to get my kid out the door. So it's a pain in the ass. let's see. All right, so now, the one thing I'm clear on everything. The only thing I'm not clear is how do you get these leads? Where do they come from? It's like, how does it actually work? Like, all right, my name and my company gets moved up to, in that section.
Correct.
So what happens if I'm the customer? Let's say I'm clicking on that person and then I'm doing what?
Yeah. So the very first thing is when they see that you are verified, it gives them the perspective of saying, okay, Google is literally backing them up to make sure the job gets done for one, because you're pretty much insured through Google up to $2,000, okay? So they make sure that the job gets done no matter what, okay? So that gives a little comfort for the customer to give a call to make sure that happens. Now, they're chasing you, so once they call you, that's it. They're not going to spread that lead to anyone else or say, hey, this person's looking for this business or this service. It doesn't work like that. So it's very exclusive for you, for one. For two, they kind of know that on their end, they're saying, okay, comparison to other people out there, if something happens, I have to waste more money and more time to find another company. So it gives them that comfort to go ahead and make sure they give you a call.
What I'm saying, is that my number on there? Is it your number on there? And then it goes to a service and then it gets called my number, or what is it?
Okay, yeah, gotcha. So, sorry, I misunderstood the question. So you provide us with whatever number you want them to call. Now, when they do call in through there, it'll say Google Guaranteed Customer. When you talk to them, that's when you can determine if it's a qualified lead or not.
And so what is the link? When they click on the link to call, it just goes through your service and then reroutes it to my service?
Correct, yeah, but they won't see that it's a different number or anything like that.
No, it just looks like the same number. That's just the way you do it to track it.
Exactly, yes, sir.
Okay. So now what happens if you just get random calls like, hey, I'm looking for a free estimate on this?
Not a quality call. Right. Yeah.
Okay, what categorizes as a qualified call?
That's on you. You can say, hey, John, this person was not a qualified call to me. They are only just scouting, blah, blah, blah. You let us know. We go ahead and argue for it. If it's already charged, we make sure you get reimbursed. If it's not charged, we make sure it's not going to be charged. So
what you're doing is I'm paying this money for this amount of leads, and you're saying if you're not happy with it, we want to keep taking your money. So just tell us you're not happy with these couple. And I'm sure if you overabuse that privilege, like I'm sure some people do, and they call you on every single one and say it's not qualified.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the reality of the world we live in.
People wear
fucking clothes and they bring it back because, you know, they don't want to pay for it or shit like that. Like I understand that the world we live in. That's why I'm just kind of trying to see because I said, I've been through a lot of this stuff with verified and not verified and, mm-hmm. dispute calls and not dispute calls, and you know, it's like with Home Advisor, it would take me an hour on the phone 3 days in a row to dispute a call, and then I'd have to wait 3 weeks for them to credit it, and it was like a fucking nightmare. But it kind of doesn't seem like it's this way with you guys.
No, not at all. If anything, we're on your team, so, and we're working directly with Google on there, so you don't even have to talk and argue with Google on it. We do it on your behalf.
All right, so realistically, it doesn't matter so much because I'm not spending $5,000 a month like some of these big companies are.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, I guess, where I am so much on that list. It's someone that knows Google Verified. It's like the people that are clicking on that are people that go to Angie's List or Home Advisor. They're people that kind of know it's Google Verified. They open it up and they search through it.
You got it. And people that use Google and familiar with it, they really know, like, okay, even myself, like when I go on Google, if I'm looking for a service, I'm not going to lie. Like I'm being straight up honest with you on there. I look to see, you know, credentials. It's not just reviews or anything like that. It's just saying, okay, I know that they have to go arm and leg to get up here to make sure that they're qualified. So for me, I know that the job's going to get done for one, and two, there's a Google is backing them.
I think that's where I was losing it. And, you know, I think it would be a little easier for you as you're explaining it to people, just to let them know it's an actual service like one of these, but different. It's different because it's better, because you don't have to deal with this. Because to wrap my mind around it as a business owner, every business owner has been through one of these things before. AngelList, HomeAdvisor, Yelp. And I think that's where the disconnect was, that I wasn't understanding that it's the same thing, but just different.
Right.
You know, it's not just an ad that is popping up there, because in my mind, that's what this was the whole time, was just an ad. And I was trying to figure out how it works. And when you kind of explained to me that the way it works is the way other systems work, I understood it at that point.
Gotcha. Yeah, sorry, Dave. I just want to make sure everything's clear for you as well, too, you know, because we don't want you to get involved on something that you have no idea how it works. That doesn't make sense, right?
More sense to me, because it sounds like all the other ones, but it just seems like you stand a little bit more behind it, and you're more inclined to say, this isn't working for me. And I assume if it gets to a certain point where you're making, you know, ridiculous, like, oh, this was not verified, that was not verified, this was not verified, it becomes a problem after a while.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And here's the good thing too. It's month to month. And now let's say, cause you get 13 leads with that minimum, right? Let's say, you get 10 leads for that month, right? Well, the rest of that money will roll over to the next month. So you're never going to waste money on it. You're only going to pay on those leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I understand the service now. I'm definitely into it. I'm just searching right now to try and find my wallet. I can get my credit card to you. So you might as well send me whatever you got to send me, and then I'll write down exactly what I need to get. I'm sure I got to have you. Now, what do you need as far as my insurance? Do you need to have them send you stuff, or do I just get something from them and then send it to you?
Yeah, so three steps. Take 10 minutes of your time. Hope you have that. So I'll just go over very few things here to put in for our technicians, so that way they're starting on things now for specific stuff, whereas hours of operation, stuff like that. Okay. In order to send that application out to you, I can send it through via text, and then that way you can jump on it right away. Now, again, it's how fast you get that done is how fast we can get this thing
going. Well, I'll start working on it as soon as you text me, because
if not, I'll
forget about it. You'll be calling me a month from now.
Right. Yeah. So in order to send that application out to you, though, we do need the payment for the $250 to get that started and get that out to you. Okay. That's just for the application. There's nothing, I promise you, man, there's nothing we're making on money on that, to be honest. So, now I'm going to go ahead and secure a spot for you right now to go ahead and talk with our technicians. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Well, as soon as we can, that'd be great. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window?
Now, let me ask you, do you have, a certain number they call from?
Yeah, it's going to be an 877 number. This number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, I got a different number for you here now, but so it's 877.
635.
6225. All right, this way I'll put it in, so if it comes up, hopefully I see it. Say any time. You know, morning's probably best.
Mornings? Okay.
Anytime after 9 o'clock.
I was going to say, maybe 10:30, would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's do 10:30. Give me just a second here. Oh, shoot, you know what? We won't be able to do 10:30 because they run on PST time for those technicians. Is 11 okay with you? I'm sorry, we just have to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 11 works. Okay. So I'm going to send you an email with the confirmation. So, Dave, is that for short for anything, or is it just Dave?
What's that?
Your name. I want to make sure I get the information for it.
It's David.
David.
D-A-V-I-D.
Okay.
And then last name's Palmisano. Palmasano.
All right. Just like the company name. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the best email? We can send an invoice and second form of
Send palmasanoplumbing@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. How'd you land that email, man? That's awesome.
No one has it over here.
I guess it works, man.
You know what, too? My last name has a different spelling than most Palmasanos. Most Palmasanos are with an I and O. So
you
I'm sure there's
right.
a lot of them out there like that. Mine's an A.
Okay, that's probably what it was. I was like, I hear that last name a lot, but I guess it's a spelling, yeah. And then the business address, 180 Stonetown Road, obviously in Ringwood. We got 07456?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this up right now, so that way you have your spot. Okay, so hold on 1 second. Oops. Okay. And they're going to call this number, the 1827. Is that the best number to reach in?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then we're there. All right. I'm sending it to you right now. Sure. So it's going to show for 8 a.m. their time, but that's going to be 11 your time, okay?
Okay.
Let me know once you got it, and hit yes for me on there, so that way they can go ahead and hit yes on their end and let you know that they're going to be committed to this meeting for you, okay?
So how do you guys have access to Google, your company?
So we're a premier Google channel partner. This is what we do for them. Yeah, because Google doesn't actually reach out to customers, period.
So you guys, they hire companies to reach out to customers to do their sales.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and please do me a favor. If you ever hear another friend or another business owner saying, Google contact me themselves, let them know to be wary because they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that many times, man. I'm like, man.
I took the yes on it.
I got you.
So I left
okay.
I guess.
Okay. And I want to make sure here. Now, the card that we'll be using today, Dave, is it just under David Polisano or does it have a middle initial with it?
Hold on. Let me get it. David M. Pomisano.
N, okay. N as in Nancy, correct?
M as in Michael.
Oh, M as in Michael, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. And now, far as the minimum monthly budget on here, is that okay with you, or do you want to put more into it? I always ask that because a lot of customers like to have more leads. It's completely up to you, though.
No, that's fine. We're at the minimum. So.
Sounds good. Okay.
I mean, because you're saying 13 leads a month, so if I get five jobs a month, you know, that's fine for this moment. And if for some reason I like how it works, I can always get back in touch and say double it or add X amount of dollars. Or, and we can go from there.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then here, let's go ahead and get this part over with here for you. I like to do a triple check before any process of payments, man. I just want to make sure everything's set for you, okay? So give me just a moment here. I'm still with you. Because you already have your business up on Google in general, so we don't have to go ahead and develop a Google business profile or anything like that for you, so you should be all set. So I want to make sure that's not getting charged or anything, okay? So give me just a moment. So I got to ask, how many children do you have?
Two.
Oh, you have two? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Got one on the way, man.
God bless you, man. Two girls, 11 and 18.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, man. I have one girl on the way, so I feel like I'm going to spoil
it. Give you some advice. The best advice is enjoy every minute of it now.
Okay.
Because when I was younger, I had a man tell me, he goes, Dave, girls are the best thing you'll ever have. They'll love you and make you feel wonderful every day until one day you come home and you go to give her a hug and she looks at you like you just rubbed dog shit on her. You know what I mean?
No.
He goes, that same day, everything you say will go from being correct to being stupid all in one day.
No, really?
And he was 100% right, because my kids, well, and it happened at different ages, but, you know, I mean, my youngest one, she was with me all day, every day, 7 days a week. I would bring her to work with me, carry her while I was working, doing shit, you know, and then all of a sudden, one day, it was done.
Oh, man. I'm in a world of trouble, man.
So that's why I'm telling you, it work as much as you need to work, but no more. Spend as much time as you can, because the best time is when they're young, because when they cry, it's for a reason. When they moan, it's for a reason. When they get older, all they do is bitch and fucking moan, and it's to basically just aggravate you because they're not getting their way.
Oh, man. All right. I hear a lot of truth in this, so I'm going to take that, right?
Yeah. My neighbor just had his first baby, too, 2 weeks ago, so I gave him the same one.
All right, man. I appreciate that. No joke.
Yeah, you know, I made a mistake that I worked too much when they were younger, too, and I missed a lot of the best times. I should have waited until they decided they didn't want nothing to do with me anymore because they were too busy doing their own shit, and then I should have worked more.
I see. Yeah, kind of waited off on there. All right, so enjoy the beginning here as much as possible.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. And when you think that it's tough, trust me. The crying and the moaning it's justified when they're young, because there's a reason for it. When they get older, you just literally do it to fucking aggravate you.
All right,
happens is they argue with your wife, and then the wife can't deal with them, and it's a problem, and simple things become a big thing where, you know, for an example, my wife this morning, my oldest daughter comes down, and it's, you know, that time of the month for her, so she's cranky. And my wife just makes a statement to her, and she's pissed off because of the look on my wife's face. Now, me as a man, I understand that it's that time of the month.
Right, right.
That you have to proceed with a little bit more caution because you're used to doing that. And maybe you don't make certain faces or certain comments. But for some reason, women don't understand that about themselves. They think that everybody should treat them nicely at that time of the month, but they don't have to treat anybody else nicely.
Right.
You know, so my wife gets into arguments with the kids because she doesn't get it, that it was just the face you made. It had nothing to do with what you said.
It's the tone in which you said it.
So that's the joy you have to look forward to, with the two of them yelling at each other and you being like, I just don't want to hear the shit no more. You know?
All right, case of beer, and we're all set.
And that's it. You know, just you're going to play the moderator, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, man.
Enjoy those younger years, because that's where the fun is.
We'll do, sir. We'll do. All right, man. I'm going to take that. Yeah. All right, Dave. So on the – let's do this here. I want to make sure to set up a security question for you and answer. I want to make sure this is very important, not just for me to have you do it, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I'll let you know how important this is, because unfortunately, it's just the way the world works here. There is scammers out there, man. Okay. And I've even had my own clients that had said that someone called them saying they were John from Local Splash asking for information. If they don't know these questions or answers, hang up right away and give me a call. Okay. Or even email, however you want, but I want to make sure that doesn't happen. Don't fall for that stuff, okay? So we'll set that up. We have three questions available. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet.
All right. And if it's a hard spell in here, you're going to have to say it twice for me how to spell it, so that, because I can't see it as I'm spelling it.
first pet's name was Pete, P-E-T-E.
All right, nice and easy. Thank you. All right, there's that. And that will never change, okay? And then as far as the billing for the car that we're using today, is it the 180 Stone Road or Stone Town Road?
Correct. Correct.
What kind of card is it? Master, Visa, American Express,
Visa.
Discover?
Visa. Visa.
Okay. All right, ready for the card number when you are, sir?
4154-1780-8941-6168.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
7/25.
Okay. All right. And the security code?
758.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I'm not going to charge anything right now. I want to make sure we do a voice verification for you, which is a this is a added form of protection for you, man. Okay. So anytime you have any questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks, saying, John, can you elaborate on this? I'd be more than happy to address it. Now, if there's going to be a lot of questions on here, so just try to answer as clear as possible for it, and you're all set, okay? All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification process. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. Okay. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pomisano Plumbing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
David M. Pomisano, owner, right. Operator.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business.
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there. That's why I made sure we go ahead on making that security question for you, okay? Because there's people that are going to be trying to pose as us, all right? All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 10th in an unrefundable amount of $250. Now, the recurring payments on the second payment is completed. Your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day in the amount of $418. Now, I just want to make sure you understand that that payment does not start until it actually begins for everything, okay? All right.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we got everything set here. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. It's going to be for $250. You should receive a text once that goes through and an email. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and send that application to your text as well right now. Just give me a second. Bada bing, bada boom.
What is it, the Google account team?
You got it, yes, sir. Right. There. Let me know once you got that the application. I want to make sure that went through to you.
Okay. So this email you sent on the Google account team, I don't know what that shit is. Local Splash, welcome to Local Splash. What am I hitting? Welcome Local Splash or invite? Initial invoice?
That's the invoice. Yeah, there's a second text I sent that's going to be for your application, though. Here, I got it out to you.
was it an email or a text? Well, text.
Text. You got it. Yeah.
Okay, so contact us with any question. Well, I got to click to accept subscription.
Yes. Just filling everything out while I'm doing this too, so make sure it kind of goes quicker for you. Did that come through, though? I just want to make sure, because that's very important.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling, scrolling all the way down here.
All right, cool. We'll be the multitask here. I want to make sure we get everything set. As far as your hours of operations, what do you have? Or what do you be found for?
Hold on a second. Let me just type this in.
Okay.
Okay, this thing is asking me the signature, and it just says type the name in.
Okay.
And then typing your name exactly as it appears.
Oh, and the date, and then it should be above or below to go from there on that part.
Okay, then it says username, local slash. So I guess I got through that into the username page. Checking to see if that went through.
Yeah, that's why I'm typing through. You can hear me typing, man. I'm making sure everything's going through here. Yep, you're all set on that. Okay. And give me just a second here. Okay, I went through on the side. Okay, perfect. Next thing. So, obviously, this whole shebang, they're going to go through background check, obviously. Now, do you have, I'm not asking for it, obviously, but you have your own social security number, correct?
Yes.
And driver's license or some kind of identity card?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I'm here. Now, just letting you know, the background check is going to be coming from Pinkerton or Evident ID, okay? So it's not a Google, straight from Google on that part. It's just a separate part.
So what am I supposed to do with that?
Once you receive it, follow the directions on there to fill everything out for you. Next part. Oh, I didn't put in the hours of operations for you.
You could put 6 a.m. to 12 at night.
Okay. 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. And then Monday through Friday, or what do you got?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Man, you don't sleep, do you?
No.
All right. Of course you do. Okay. Last thing I want to make sure you understand is that you need, as soon as you get this up and running, please ask friends, family, whoever you have to, the people you worked with, to write five. You have to have 5 Google reviews for you out there, okay? That is a requirement. So make sure you get that done as soon as possible.
Well, right? I do have like 150 already. So you have to have
Yeah, that tracks you through. Never mind. You're set. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
That's way over. Now, I remember you have your own website. Did you need us to work on that or anything like that, or are you okay with it?
No, not at the moment. What I want to do first is get this up and running, and it does need updating, and the guy that's been running it for years, you know, I really haven't done anything with it. So what I need to do is update it, but I just want to see how your service works to begin with. If I'm happy with what you guys provided, then, you know, we can always move forward into something else.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, totally understandable, and I get it 100%, man. All right, this is all set. I think we're all good over here, man. I told you I'm going to say this, man, and I know it gets cheesy, but I love saying it. It's welcome to the family over here at Local Squaster. We're going to make sure to get this thing up and running. Just be, you know, I'm going to tell you from me, okay, it's not from Local Squaster on this, but please be communicative with us, all right? It's the biggest thing. Communication is everything. We can't read people's minds. So if you need to run promotions or you need help with anything or you don't understand something, let us know. All right, we'll make sure and make things happen for you, okay?
Now, what do I do with this? It dropped me right on the localsplash.com front page. It says username and password.
Stay, don't touch that part. Our techs are going to go and develop that part with you, okay? So that's the important piece. Yeah, so that way they can go over how that works, all of it, okay? All right, looks like we're all set, my man. Did you have any further questions for me, though?
What's the next step here now?
So... application is going to be sent out. The far as our technicians, they're going to go over further details. Let's say if you can't, you have a little trouble filling things out or anything like that. Our technicians, they do this day in, day out, man. So,
and that'll be tomorrow.
You got it. Yes, sir. Tomorrow.
So right, I just get out of this local splash page. I don't do anything with it now.
Correct. You don't do anything there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, all right. Hey, man, and again, thank you for your advice, too, man. Sometimes you just kind of need to hear from other people and stuff, too.
No lie. No, it's hard, man. I mean, you're I'll be honest with you, man. I'm in, like, the back-end side of it, but the problem still lies. You're having a child in a fucked-up world right now where a lot of stuff is coming to light. And, like, I just ran for my local school board, and I lost, you know, by, like, you know, I got over 2,000 votes, but I lost by maybe 100. And the reason why I lost is because I'm a hardcore conservative. So I believe in gun rights. I believe in parent rights. And we're fighting this crazy health curriculum while they're trying to teach your kids. You know, they're trying to indoctrinate. The state is trying to take over your children's, raising your children and cutting you out of the mix. So as they get older, they get used to the state telling them what to do. That's why if your kid's in school and they get a bullying report, you get sent an email that says your kid got a bullying report, but as a parent, you're not allowed to be there for the interrogation.
What?
You're not allowed to even know who's involved or what it is. The school has the legal right in New Jersey. Now, where are you right now?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so you're fine because you're in the land of the free. I'm in New Jersey. I'm in the land of the communist and Comrade Murphy. So this is what I fought for, and I stood up and I said, look, I want to give you, the parents, the right to know everything. I want you to have the right to know what's in your curriculum. And there's so many hard left indoctrinated people up here that all they could see is that I'm anti-gay, anti-trans. I don't want this curriculum. And I never said that. I said that I don't want it without the parents' consent.
Right. You know? They take, they spin your own words, man. Politics just drives me nuts. I'm not going to lie.
So what happens is it comes down to a fact that, you know, and my wife tells me all the time, my mom tells me, my mom's in Naples, my dad's in the Villages. Why the hell you stay there? Why do you stay there? Just come here. You can have a business in 5 minutes here with all the people we know. You know. It's very simple. It's like when you're trying to hold the Armada on the coastline. If you just abandon the coastline, now they have a foothold. So your stronghold, when you let up the outskirts, they get closer and closer. So if we just abandon New Jersey and let them take it, all the people that get indoctrinated here become your politicians, your business owners, your company owners. They become your school superintendents and your teachers. Then they start moving into your areas, because we had a huge influx from New York, and it turned our hardcore conservative town to a town where, you know, you got these people standing up and saying, well, you know, I don't know what the big deal is with the health curriculum. Your kids are all having sex anyway, and you don't even know it. And then a parent stands up and goes, they're K through 8. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're right. Telling me my third grader's having sex? Like, this is what happens. You get these people that move in. They left New York and came to New Jersey. And if you ask them, they say, because we wanted to raise our kids in a place that's safe.
Right.
But yet they don't, they're not smart enough to understand that they brought their politics into it.
Right.
And they've continued it, and they're destroying this area, just like they voted for idiots and let them destroy that area.
Yeah. They people don't realize they create their own universe, man. You know, and it's like, it doesn't matter if they run to another state or another country. It don't freaking matter. You know, they're going to create that again, not realizing they have to change themselves.
I spoke at school board meetings and told people, look, this is about your constitutional right as a parent, that the state is teaching your kids not only that abortion's legal in New Jersey for a minor, but they show videos on how you get an abortion as a minor, where to go, what to do, and how to circumvent your parents' authority in a school system. I said, you might be okay with this topic, but let's be clear. When the conservatives win the House and Senate and Trump comes back in 2024, DeSantis, and they start getting rid of the shit that you like and forcing your kids to learn the stuff that you don't want, gave you all your rights away, and that's what this is. This is about your fundamental constitutional rights. This has nothing to do with gay, transgender. It has to do with allowing the state to take control of the school system and your teachers. And they're so brainwashed by the media that they don't see that.
It's true. And the media, they believe whatever they hear, whatever they see, and they follow the bandwagon, and it's just like, ask questions. Think about things a little, but take a step back for one.
I've trained my child when they try and talk to her about something, she says, no problem, I'll answer any question you want. What does this have to do with? Then they tell her what it has to do with. And then she says, okay, no problem. Call my dad, let him know what we're talking about, what we're doing, and then when he tells me I can speak to you, I'll speak to you. And they tell her that they don't legally have to call my dad. And she goes, well, I have to deal with my father when I get home, not you.
Right.
So if you don't have his number, I can give you his number.
Yeah.
And you know what they do? They say, well, forget it. She's not going to tell us anything. Because they want to be able – they've been – these teachers and superintendents and doctors in the schools have been indoctrinated to say your authority means nothing.
Right.
And we don't have to talk to you. It's our job to do what's right regardless of what you want.
Right.
So that's why, you know, God bless that you're in Florida, because down there, he 86, 90% of that shit. And now that you basically won every area down there, he's going to start rolling into those places that were holding it up, and he's going to get rid of it. But, yeah, definitely love that kid as much as possible. Spend as much time. And worry about working later.
All right. Will do, my man. Dave, it's a pleasure meeting you and talking with you. No lie.
No problem, but I'm sure you will hear from me.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you have – so that email has my extension and everything in the bottom of those emails. For any reason you can't get over a text or something like that and you need to reach out to somebody, I'm here for you as well too, okay? I don't want you thinking I'm leaving you in the dust either. All right?
No, it's all good, brother. I appreciate your help, man. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, you take it easy. Bye-bye.